before Timothy Leary experimented, or when he was experimenting, he hung out a lot with Richard Alpert, Rabba Bam Das. Bingo!
The wild geese do not intend to cast their reflection. The water has no mind to receive their image. If I could sing or play an instrument for you, I would sing and play an instrument for you. If I could dance for you, I would dance for you. If I could paint for you, I would paint for you. But my thing is words. Words. But the problem about words is that you may listen to them. And that would be a mistake. For all I'm doing is painting with words. And the message that is being sent is nonverbal. Anything you write down in a notebook to take home, to think about, forget it. For in fact, I'm not going to say anything that you don't know already.
This is your body. Can you flow with fire blood through each tissue corridor? Throb to the pulse of life.
Can you throb to the pulse of life?
Let your heart pump you down long red tunnels.
Can you let your heart pump you down long red tunnels?
Stream into cell chambers.
Can you let your heart become central pump house for all human feeling?
Drift to the center. Drift to center.
I'm drowning! I'm bleeding to death!
Center. On this hard fire of love. Let your heart beat for all life.
Radiate, swell, penetrate to the bumpy rhythm.
Burst.
Burst.
Bleed out.
Bleed out.
Bleed to death.
Bleed to death.
Lifeblood.
life, blood.
Scarlet.
Scarlet.
Oh, it's so beautiful, so warm, soft, dissolving.
So, Dr. Leary, the news from Washington is there is no news. What's the news now from Timothy Leary?
Oh, wow, that is a complicated question. We are approaching the 21st century. It is going to... everybody knows that the old systems are over. Communism and religions.
Yes.
Everybody knows it. Everybody knows that... Every politician is corrupt and is interested in only one thing, himself. And there is a global sense of sorrow and grief because we hate to lose our ideals. But then, at the turn of the century, a new species will be born. It's going to be born... There's a global language which will be, I know it sounds funny when I say this, but it's based on Nintendo. And the Nintendo kids will then suddenly be sending history and religion, you see?
That's scary.
What?
That sounds scary.
Well, you can be scared if you want. You want. You like the old way, then go back.
No, I don't like the old way.
Name of the cross.
Are you the Hugh Hefner of LSD?
Now that is the dumbest question.
I want
to award. Who's got the award? I mean, I want to congratulate you. I have been interviewed thousands of times, and I've met the greatest professional crazed interviewers. And you're right up there with
he's the best.
He's the Joe Montana, right?
Yeah. I'm Nardwar the human serviette, Timothy Leary.
You are? You sure? I'm not going to argue with that.
Is going through life without a psychedelic experience like going throughout life without a sexual experience?
Well, I'd hate to have either way of life. People ask me how many times have I taken LSD. Now, I've been experimenting with the brain for like 40 years, you know. I say, it's like how many times have I made love? I don't count like Will Chamberlain, the basketball player. But there's one thing I know, not enough. Not enough.
When was the last time you were busted?
Oh, about 7 or 8 years ago.
Did you have any trouble at the border here coming into Canada?
I had an enormous amount of bureaucratic red tape. Enormous, cost me several thousand dollars to get lawyers and so forth. But they finally came through. You know, they asked me, you laugh at this, to show that I have been rehabilitated, they want the names and addresses of prominent, respectable citizens. Like clergymen or politicians. And I said, well, yeah, I will give you the names of the two officials from each of the four state universities that brought me up here. So.
Well, I don't know.
That was a bad move, huh?
Did you really meet Charles Manson in prison, Timothy Leary? And did he really supply you with some hallucinogenics, i.e. marijuana?
No, I was in the same cell next to Manson for one night. Legends have developed about that. He did not give me any drugs. I would never take any drugs from anyone who does not have the qualities in their eye that I want from that drug. So I'd never take drugs from Manson. This is Tim's tips to the young, okay? don't get drugs from Manson. Okay.
How about Elvis?
What about Elvis?
Did you ever meet Elvis, Gilligan, or Frank Sinatra?
I've met Frank Sinatra, who is a very suave and courteous mafioso.
Bill Gates?
Yes, I know Bill quite well. Yeah.
How about Brian Wilson? Would he be the same today if he didn't do LSD in the 60s?
Be different for him, huh?
You think it made a difference on his life, on Brian Wilson's life?
Well, it ended it.
How come?
I know. Are we talking about the same thing? You're kind of getting off here.
But why is Brian Wilson the way he is today, and why are you are the way you are today?
I thought you meant the one from the Rolling Stones, from the...
No, not Brian Jones.
No, Brian Jones.
No, Brian Wilson as in, you know, fun.
Well, I'm a kindly man. I try to say nothing negative about anyone, but I've always considered Brian Wilson to be a pathetic moron. I mean, it's not his fault. The DNA, you know, they have to have morons out there, you know. I don't think that he's a charmless or anything evil, but he's just plain, his elevator doesn't reach top floors there, so.
Speaking about childs, are you related to Winona Ryder or Uma Thurman at all?
Last night, I had the pleasure of being Winona Ryder's home in Beverly Hills, where we watched on her big screen her winning the award for the Best Supporting Actress in Days of Innocence. Her young brother, was with her, and I was sitting next to David Furman, the rock and roller from
Yeah, that's Dave Perner, isn't it?
Yeah. So, yes, I'm very, very close to Winona. I think she's a brilliant, brilliant person. Winona Thurman's mother was my wife. We first met. I was on my honeymoon with Uma Thurman's mother when I met you in Calcutta. Remember the tall blonde woman?
Yes.
Yeah. That's Uma Thurman. She's the mother of a famous actress now.
No? I remember her.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Did JFK, Timothy Leary, ever do acid?
I don't know. They say he did.
But you dropped with Marilyn Monroe, didn't you?
No comment. I don't, after all, we have to keep certain.
You don't drop and tell.
Have you ever made money off your work?
I have ended up every month of my life in the hole. I have lived basically, you can't believe... the debts I have, I basically live on the largesse and compassion of my friends. I work my ass off, but I knew that it's the job of a philosopher, particularly a Socratic philosopher who teaches young people, corrupts their minds by telling them to think for themselves. It's a hard job. Someone has to do it, badly paid, can be dangerous to your health.
Is there a patent for acid? Is somebody actually making money off it?
I don't know much about details. I don't think they're making much money, but I'm not into chemistry and finance.
Well, how does it make you feel that more young people are doing acid today than ever before?
Well, I don't think around at night, you know, tossing and turning on the pillow. Anyway, there are a million more things happening. And again, what does that mean, acid? Because the government's policy of restriction and the government does not regulate or help you know what acid is. Nobody knows what acid is. My advice is that do not go out and get acid from someone that walks up to you in a trench coat in a bar and says, hey, here's some acid. Like anything else that's precious in life, you should know what you're doing. And if you're going to share this experience, do it with someone who shares your spiritual ambitions. And when you look in their eye, they have that same holiness that you're looking for. But,
do you still have a mind-blowing experience once a week?
I'm having one right now. I want to tell you.
I think the room is out.
But you've met right Nardwar now.
Being locked up in a cell with him.
Are you on any drugs right now, Timothy Leary?
Coca-Cola.
No, coffee.
Is Prozac the legal LSD of the 90s?
Where do you get these cards? Do you have committees of monkeys that type them out and things like that? I'm not an expert on legal drugs. Basically, I don't like legal drugs. Just think of it. If the government legalizes a drug, there's got to be something wrong with it. Think about it. Like alcohol, things like that.
Yeah. Didn't you design some rides for Disneyland?
But for go back to Prozac here. I'm fascinated that they are learning more about the brain, because the brain is a series of 100 billion computers, and we're learning how to punch up and boot up and format. And yes, I think it's wonderful, if true, that a person who is terribly depressed, not to go to a doctor. I don't think you should have to go to a doctor. You should be able to go to a committee of a ministers or your friends and so forth. And with the help of your friends, yes, I think it's wonderful that there are these chemicals that obviously are designed by DNA to make the brain react this way. So basically, although I'm not giving product endorsements about Prozac, I think in general the idea is good. But of course the doctors are now running around and making billions off it, naturally, and the pharmaceutical thing. I think that any psychoactive, psychedelic, psychological drug should not be sold. It's like selling pardons, you know, the priests used to do that, selling the sacraments. I think that they should be regulated by a society. Certainly young people shouldn't take them. But the very idea of selling psychoactive drugs, it's worse than prostitution, in a sense. I haven't thought this quite through, so...
Sounds good so far.
Be gentle with me. Listen, let's take a break here for a minute, and I'll ask you some questions, huh?
Okay, sure.
How long can you stay quiet?
How long do you want me to stay quiet?
Oh, well, I just have a question. I just wanted you to elaborate about the new species thing. You didn't talk about it very long. About the 21st century and a new species and...
The earlier, Nintendo kids.
Yeah.
About the 21st century?
Mm-hmm.
The great... When you look at the newspaper or the television, cable, whatever, it is... It's almost overwhelming. There's so much violence and lowest common denominator and fear. But one thing is becoming clear from all of this horror. And we've known it for thousands of years. Particularly, two major groups in society have known it. Matter of fact, two major groups that are majority have known it. But only now are we beginning to realize that the cause of almost all human conflict and problem is the ruthless repression of women and children by men, armed men or strong men, using force or threat of force. And I would say 90% of the dads in the world, no matter how much trouble they're having at the office or whatever, when they come home, they know they can kick the kids and their mother. And I think we're aware of that. Obviously, of course, the American media, you're going to get... I don't know about Bobbitt, whether the whole thing... I'm not a judge. Or the justice... What was the guy's name?
Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas, thank you, yeah. I can't rule in all these cases, but the very fact that we now understand that the abuse of children... Do you know that in Southeast Asia, like in India, there are millions, hundreds of millions of young children... who are forced to work in the cotton mills. You know that, even around Calcutta. Slaves. And that's worse. I mean, American slavery was horrible, at least it was slavery of adults, but to enslave children. In countries like Thailand and Cambodia, they sell off young children, both girls and boys, for like $300 into a lifelong sense of prostitution. Ashok, what do you have here?
What about in like formatting your computer brain? I mean, do you think you can do that without drugs, or do you think? Yeah, I guess that's my question. All your talk about accessing the entire functions of our brains and post-terrestrial.
What the computer and quantum physics has made clear to us, and what neurology has made clear to us, is the basic nature of the universe is chaos. Our minds simply can't understand it. Computers can help us. The title of my lecture tonight, performance, is How to Operate Your Brain. And yes, I think that psychedelic drugs, which allow you to kind of fine-tune, get a little crazier, hey, you want the walls to breathe? Yeah. To turn him into, yes, the ability...
Of course, he's going to turn me into something.
To precisely and safely design your own hallucinations and to communicate them using the new multimedia stuff, yes, it's a big breakthrough, and that will be the language of the future.
Didn't you design some rides for Disneyland, though? Weren't you once called upon to consult for that at all, Timothy Leary?
No, that would never happen.
What about Richard Alpert? Like, you're here in Vancouver performing tonight. What are your memories of Vancouver? Wasn't there, like, the Johnny Appleseeds of LSD that lived in Vancouver?
You jumped from Richard Alpert to Vancouver to Johnny Appleseed. What's the point here?
Well, Richard Alpert recorded this record here.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he recorded this in Vancouver.
Good for him.
This Rababan Das, and it goes right here. It goes, describing his early days with Timothy Leary and his introduction to psychedelics, Baba Ram Das, and tells us growing up, that's like recorded in 1969 in Vancouver.
Good for him. I didn't realize that.
And what do you remember going on in Vancouver around that time?
Listen, I'm so senile, I don't remember what was going on last night at this time, so let's get easy.
Tim, we have to go downstairs.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah, now what time? To do what?
At 6:20, we're going to talk to the rest of the press that was here.
Oh, we just have two more questions, is that okay, Mr. Leary?
One. What is your name?
Anardwar.
What does that mean in English?
It's like sting in English.
Buzz.
Timothy Leary, is G. Gordon Liddy the anti-Timothy Leary?
No. He has a million characteristics of personality. I have a million, and maybe 50,000 of them were different, but what's this bullshit about anti-Christ, anti-God, devil? And there's no such thing as anti-Timothy Leary. You're betraying a feudal, if not worse, theology here. The anti-Timothy Leary. I'll get him and I'll put him on a fucking cross and I'll put a sword through his side. And I will make him a crown of thorns, baby. Yeah, he's the anti. Are you born a Christian?
I think they splattered some water on me, but actually pray to a lucky chestnut, actually. Don't have one to give here tonight. But actually, I'm reading from a quote from Newsweek magazine, 1968, Dr. Timothy Leary. The work of the psychedelic... 1968.
Well, for Christ's sake, the person is here now. I have almost no relation to that person.
Right, this is tying in all to that. The work of the psychedelic scholar-politician is over. With love and confidence, we turn our work and our planet over to the young and their prophets. Alongside Psychic TV, who would this circle of 90s prophets comprise of?
Who's Psychic TV?
Genesis P. Orange. Did you do some work with him?
Orange?
Your video, Psychic TV.
Oh, yeah? Well,
there's like a band called Psychic TV.
I know. Why'd you drag him in?
Is he not a 90s prophet of Timothy Leary?
Oh, now we're getting into prophets. I've got an anti-Christ in Lydian, and I got a prophet in Genesis.
Did you ever...
Genesis is a very talented Northern English guy who... had a great moment in England when he started Throbbing Gristle. He used his children a lot in naked stuff. Do you know that? No, yeah. So he's not the Timothy Leary of the 90s. He's a nice guy, but...
Who is?
You are.
Pam.
Pam, the promoter's night of AMS program.
What the concept of is and the Antichrist and the anti-this and who's that and all that. This is very primitive thinking.
Okay, here's something simple. Finally, winding up here, Timothy Leary. Do the guys with LSD get the most chicks?
The vulgar sordidness of that question is beyond, is Olympic. Getting chicks. I mean, what does that mean, getting chicks? I mean, that is a very vulgar 50s term. Man, you are out of it. You really are out of it.
All right, thanks much, Timothy Leary, and doot 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 doo.
Me too.
Do you remember? All the scenes are yours to relive. All those girls are yours. Do you remember? All the scenes are yours to relive. All those girls are yours. Do you remember? All the scenes are yours to relive. All those girls are yours.
Should we go home?
Sure.
All right, let's go home. When we say political party, man, we mean party and celebration. The function of government should be to make people free and happy. The old parties, it's no fun, it's uptight. The first sentence in the Declaration of Independence said, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Pursuit of happiness means the right to get high. There was a time, you know, a couple of years ago, when everybody knew that the Vietnam War was a scam, but there was no prominent politician to stand up and say so. It just takes one or two people to stand up and righteously, you know, say where it's at. The Black Panthers, you know, 20, 30 years in this country, we had this civil rights integration thing, the aim of which was to make the blacks become uptight middle-class whites. It just took a few of those young kids, and I want you to know they were all outlaw kids, black kids from California, from Oakland, which is my home turf. Bobby Seale and Elvis Favor and those guys, they said, come on, man, we don't want to be grays. We don't want to become whitey's man. We want our own thing. Black is beautiful. Just took a few of them to say that, and then everyone wakes up and says, yeah, man, that's right. California, we're all dying of a terrible, dangerous, evil drug, you know, carbon monoxide. The morals of this country have changed. The kids just don't buy that whole uptight, keep your legs crossed, Puritan ethic. The aim of the game is to feel good. And the function of government is to get everyone high and feeling good. The problems that face California or Massachusetts, the United States, are not that inside. The guys in power are so old-fashioned, so rigid, that they're just messing up in every way possible. The function of government should be to put itself out of business and get control and power back in the hands of the people, back to the neighborhood, back to the small group, and get the money and the control back where it belongs. Drugs that get you high, make you feel sexy and loving and happy, and everyone knows which drugs there are. Now these are the drugs that the government's after. If a bunch of people smoke marijuana, they're not going to fight in Vietnam. If a bunch of people are high in marijuana, they're not going to hassle their black neighbor. You know, they're feeling too good to be uptight and mean. The government does not want marijuana around because marijuana blows the whole white middle class scene.
Do you know that there are 300 million people in the world that smoke marijuana? There are more people that smoke marijuana than there are members of the American middle class. In fact, there are more people that smoke marijuana than there are Americans. There are 300 million people that use marijuana. Maybe that's a majority. There are more people that use marijuana than there are Protestants. And almost as many as there are Christians. There are about 100 times more people using marijuana in the world than there are Jews and Unitarians all combined. We're a majority. We're the largest religious group in the world.